Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jim Bachman here, and I have titled this discussion we're going to have for the next 15 minutes, Cholesterol, and where does cholesterol come from and what it does. And folks, in no way, shape, or form am I going to try to educate you on cholesterol in 15 minutes. It just doesn't make sense. However, my goal today, my purpose today is to provide you with some information that can make a difference if you have the armamentarium or the toolbox to be able to apply the tools. So I'm Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I'm a natural health care practitioner, and I've been working with folks since 1976 in the area of natural health. And I find when a person comes in and sits down and says, hey, doc, I have a problem with my cholesterol. My physician wants me to do this medication, and this medication. And that's fine. I do not have a pharmaceutical license, and I don't tell them not to do that. What I do recommend is suggest to their doctor perhaps a lifestyle change first and see what that does. And once they have an understanding, it seems to make a difference. So that being said, again, we're not going to make any claims of diagnosing and or treating any kind of disease. But I find in my experience of 40-plus years, when a person understands something, I mean truly understand, not just what they hear on the radio or see in print or hear or see on the television, I find that they, boom, one of these days it starts to click. So what does cholesterol do in my body? What is it for? What's the purpose of it? And how do I manage it myself? Well, let's back up a little bit. Cholesterol is a component that 80% of it is made in your liver. Yes, 80% of your cholesterol is made in the liver. Then the cholesterol is released through the into the bloodstream, and it goes into each and every cell in your body. And it's very, very important. I don't know whether you knew this or know this or not, but cholesterol is very, very important for several functions. Number one, it's the basis for producing your hormones. Yes, your hormones, all of your hormones, your estrogen, your progesterone, your steroid hormones, those are all made from cholesterol. So you can begin to see it's pretty important. What else is made from cholesterol? Vitamin D, folks, is made from cholesterol. Whenever sunlight hits the cholesterol in your skin for at least 10 minutes, then that goes into your liver and is converted into vitamin D. And you've heard a lot of talk about vitamin D for the last 18 or 20 months. So that might be a reason why your vitamin D levels are not where they need to be. So aiding digestion. Did you know, folks, that cholesterol helps in aiding your digestion? And how it does is it is produced and stored in your gallbladder. Then the gallbladder sends it into the digestive tract, adds what is called lipase from the pancreas, and helps to digest fat in your diet. So now we have three purposes of cholesterol. Number one, hormone. Number two, production. Number two, vitamin D production. Aids in digestion. Number three, boost the immune system. Yes, folks, cholesterol boosts your immune system. Hard to believe. We've all been told that cholesterol is our enemy. And too much of anything can be your enemy. You're absolutely correct. And that's something you need to talk about your healthcare provider about. So far we have cholesterol produces hormones, creates vitamin D, aids in digestion, boosts the immune system, enhances cell structure. Every one of your cells in your body has a cell structure. It has cell walls or cell membranes, and those membranes are made out of cholesterol. As hard as that may be to accept and understand, it's made out of cholesterol. Plants have a cell wall. Animals do not have a cell wall. Our cells are held together and held up and maintaining the shape with cholesterol. And the other area of importance for cholesterol, it improves brain function. Did you realize, or perhaps you did, perhaps you didn't, perhaps you don't know this, but the brain uses about 25% of the cholesterol that the liver produces. Wow, that's to digest, produces hormones, creates vitamin D, aids in digestion, boosts your immune system, enhances cell structure, and improves brain function. So if you have a basic understanding of that, let's move to the next step. So cholesterol, most of the cholesterol, 80% of the cholesterol in your body is made by your liver. And there's two forms of it. There's the total or the LDL, which is the very, very complex structure. It's like a waxy substance that goes into the blood made by the liver, and then it's put into the cells, or it helps to produce vitamin D, or it helps to improve your immune function. So you can see it has an important role to be able to do that. Then once it's utilized, then it is sent back to the blood, and then the HDL that's made by the liver goes and picks up the bad cholesterol and takes it back to the liver where it's reassigned lipoprotein, and then it's thrown out through the digestive tract. So you can see in every cause there's an effect. So cholesterol is made by the liver. It's very, very important for a healthy individual. And then once it's done being utilized, then it's taken out of the blood with the HDL. So the LDL is picked up by the HDL, then it's sent out. And you can see now that it's pretty important to have cholesterol in the body. The body makes no mistake. It's like having teeth. You know, we're born with teeth for a reason. Now, can we live without teeth? Yes, but you start to run into problems, and you'll probably say, well, yeah, right, that doesn't make any sense. Well, how long would you be able to chew plants and animal food if you didn't have teeth? So it makes it pretty important to have teeth. Now, we as human beings have discovered a way to make false teeth and implants and all those kinds of things because that's very important to be able to properly digest your food and extract the nutrients. So there's a cause and effect. Do we need a pancreas? Absolutely. Do we need an appendix? Absolutely. And it has a function. You've probably been told that the appendix don't have a function. Well, they do have a function. The body doesn't have anything that it doesn't utilize or need. But can it get infected? Absolutely. And it can be removed, and thank goodness for that. So our goal then is to be able to correct the lifestyle problems that we have that bring these kinds of issues about. So if you can see from what we've explored so far, how important cholesterol is in your body, I hope that I'm providing you with enough information and understanding to be able to sit down with your doctor and say, my cholesterol is elevated, and the lipoprotein numbers is what the doctor gets whenever he does a blood sample. And if the LDL is elevated or too high, remember, 80% of that comes from your liver, 25% of that total is used by your brain. If that number is forced down, then what can be affected? Well, production of vitamin D can be affected. Brain health can be affected. Steroid production can be affected. Also, the importance of immune function can be. So you can see there's a cascade of events that can be affected. And that's one of the reasons that I want to spend this time, because I'm not poo-pooing the holidays or anything like that, but the biggest problem we have in the holidays is our lifestyle changes. We consume more alcohol. we consume more refined carbohydrates. So no plant contains cholesterol. So fruits and vegetables don't contain cholesterol. Only animal flesh contains cholesterol. So what can you do as an individual, as a family, as a community member? What can you do? Well, encourage over the holidays the consumption of more fruits and vegetables and less saturated fats. Where do saturated fats come from? Well, they come from red meat. They come from white flour. They come from milk products. So you're starting to get picture here. If your cholesterol is elevated, it perhaps is your lifestyle. Remember, the body, the liver particularly, makes 80% of it, and 20% of it comes in through your diet. So if you could reduce that 20% perhaps down to 3 or 4% by reducing the consumption of white flour, white sugar, improving your exercise, can you see now where it's in your hands? We call that your lifestyle. Yes, there are some genetic factors involved. There are certain folks that unfortunately got the short end of the stick, and they have a liver that produces more than the body needs. So they have to be managed, and thank God we do have meds to be able to do that. But most of them feel that, oh, I'm taking the medication, I don't have to worry anymore. Well, I don't think that's perhaps as true as you think it is. Yet you need to be able to manage your lifestyle, manage your diet through with exercise and sleep. And if you're a smoker, the research is there, the science is there. You need to quit smoking. Cholesterol is raised by smoking. And what else doesn't usually happen with smokers? They don't like to exercise because they can't breathe properly. So you can see there's a whole downward slope if you're not careful with your lifestyle. I don't know whether you know this or not, but your sex hormones are made from cholesterol. Cortisol is made from cholesterol. Vitamin D, just to review, is made from cholesterol. So the prevention of elevated cholesterol should be your first line of defense by controlling your diet. We live in America where this is the only place in the world where we live on boxed foods, fast foods, manufactured foods that have absolutely very little nutritional value. So the manufacturers want it to stay nice and pretty, so they make a trans fat to keep it that way. And when you consume trans fat in your diet, it raises your LDL level. The body tries to get rid of it by producing more cholesterol to exit it. So you're beginning to see, I hope, that your cholesterol level is in your hands. And in particularly, we call that whole scenario a lifestyle. So when you're making your 2022 resolutions, I hope that in the back of your head, you will hear me speaking about this lifestyle and cholesterol. Remember, your brain uses 25% of the cholesterol that your body produces. So if you don't give the brain enough of what it needs, it can't function properly. And lots of things can occur. If you don't exercise properly, it's not just muscle tone that goes. Exercise, in my scientific background and in 40 years of experience, helps just about everything known to man, from cholesterol levels to diabetes to not just physical therapy things. It helps just about everything in your body. You can make different exercises for different issues. So talk to your healthcare provider about that. So cholesterol then is thrown out through the body, through the digestive tract when it's done, and the whole cycle starts again. So folks, in this holiday, remember, your lifestyle can either make you healthy or keep you healthy, or can lead you in the opposite direction. Have an amazing day.